Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A few days ago, I appeared in a courtroom in Alabama on behalf of Chief Justice Roy Moore. We're going to be talking about his case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, a few days ago, we appeared before what's called the Court of the Judiciary, a 9-member panel that is considering the politically motivated charges against Chief Justice Roy Moore of the Alabama Supreme Court. We were there presenting our arguments. We already presented piles of our legal arguments that they had reviewed beforehand. And the other side, led by the former legal director of the Southern Poverty Law Center, presented its arguments against Chief Justice Roy Moore. And Matt, you know, they continue to evade this sentence in the 4-page administrative order from January of 2016 that is the basis of his charge. They charged him, based on his January 2016 administrative order, of advocating outright disobedience to all of the federal courts and instructing the probate judges to basically rise up in rebellion. That's essentially what their argument is. And yet, this paragraph, Matt, is in this 4-page administrative order in which the Chief Justice says, quote, "I am not at liberty to provide any guidance to the Alabama probate judges on the effect of Obergefell," which is the U.S. Supreme Court opinion on marriage, "on the existing orders of the Alabama Supreme Court. That issue remains before the entire court, which continues to deliberate on the matters," close quote. I am not at liberty, he says, to provide any guidance. How can he, having said that, be charged with actually giving guidance for them to be rebellious?
Yeah, it's absurd. He's expressly saying that he cannot provide guidance because he doesn't have the individual authority to do so because the issue remains before the entire court and the court is still continuing to deliberate so that it is under process. It is still ongoing in the judicial process. So that's a fact. That's a matter of fact. And it is the legal process there in Alabama. And if he had done anything different, then he might have been subject to a charge of misconduct because he would have been circumventing the actual process there. But so what he did was exactly what he was supposed to do and honored the judicial process there in Alabama. And yet they are trying to portray it as something completely different.
You know, I think it's ironic. There you were representing him in the same courtroom where he typically presides. And it's just, you just sit there and watch and go, what happened to innocent until proven guilty, Matt?
Yeah, we had this argument in the Alabama Supreme Courtroom. And that is the same courtroom where the Alabama justices sit and preside over cases. It's where the Chief Justice acts as the Chief Justice. It's the same exact courtroom. And here the Chief Justice now is in his own courtroom being charged with these bogus allegations.
Yeah.
You know, what's frustrating about this is that the case is so simple and that it is so absurd because it's so simple. You just read the 4-page order, which is what they charged him with. And you come away realizing he didn't instruct anyone to be rebellious against anything. He's given a status report, and they came after him for that. Now, at the end of the hearing, the chief judge of the Court of the Judiciary asked the other side, how can you prove your burden of clear and convincing evidence based upon the record before us? And it was a good question. The other side said, well, we think that this is a pure matter of law, which we agree. There's no disputed facts. It's a pure legal decision. And he says, we think that we have proved the clear and convincing standard. Now, the clear and convincing standard, in order to convict, in order to uphold this charge, they have to meet what's called the clear and convincing standard. It's a intermediary standard between the kind of standard you'd have in a civil case, which is basically 51%, versus a criminal case, which is beyond a reasonable doubt. This is not to the level of a criminal burden of proof beyond reasonable doubt, but it's much, much higher than your standard typical civil case where you have like a 51% probable burden of proof. So we know that they cannot reach that. Now, we also said both sides, the Judicial Inquiry Commission and we on behalf of Chief Justice Roy Moore, there was no reason to go to a trial, that the Court of Judiciary should decide the case now,
right,
this week, today. They should result in a decision because there is no additional information that they need. Nothing different, if we went to a trial, would ultimately occur different than today.
So why didn't they do that?
Well, the only reason I can think of, and I've never seen this in 29 years of litigation, where both sides agree that the case is ripe, ready for decision, summary judgment is here, do it now. There's no need for a trial. The trial would do no different than what you have right in front of you. Never seen that where the court actually doesn't do the summary judgment. So the only thing I can assume is they go back into their chambers and they don't have a unanimous vote to convict the Chief Justice. And consequently, since they don't have a unanimous vote to do it, instead of voting and dismissing the charges like they should have, they kick the can down the road for another 7 weeks and they set a trial for the 28th of September.
And meanwhile, he's still off the bench, right?
In the meantime, he's still off the bench. I think that they had no ability to convict, and had they voted, that he would have been exonerated. And so therefore, instead of voting, they delayed the decision and are keeping him off the bench for another 7 weeks. That is a tragedy. And it really, Matt, undermines your confidence, if you have any left, in the whole judicial process.
Well, it has to be that because there's no other decision they can arrive at. The clear and convincing evidence standard wasn't met. The beyond a reasonable doubt wasn't met. In fact, there we have smoking gun exculpatory evidence. In his own words, he explains the law and why he was not acting against the law. I'm not at liberty to provide any guidance to the Alabama probate judges on the effect of Obergefell. That, and yet they're saying that he provided guidance on Obergefell and told them to rebel. Clearly he didn't. He says that issue remains before the entire court, which continues to deliberate. That is a matter of fact. They can't deny that. They can't dispute that. And so with that smoking gun evidence that should exonerate him immediately, it betrays, doesn't it, Matt, that the JIC clearly has a political agenda here, and they're going to milk it for everything that they can, even if in 7 weeks they still can't arrive at a decision. At least they would have kept him off the court for a number of months.
That's right. They would have kept him off the court for some time in May through the end of September, sometime in early October. So what they have done, since they cannot reach their conclusion to convict him, there is no doubt, no question in my mind that there were people who said, let's not vote now. Let's just have a trial. Even though they were told by both parties, if you had a trial, it's no different than what you would have today. It's the same thing. So what's the point of having a trial? It's exactly the same thing you just have before you. What are we going to do differently at a trial? And if the JIC hasn't met its burden of proof, which it didn't, then that's the JIC's fault for filing the case in the first place and for failing to meet its burden of proof. Vote now. Get this case over. There's no reason to have another day to hear the same thing that you just now heard, other than the fact that, in the meantime, the Chief Justice stays off the bench for another 7 weeks.
I bet you just walked out shaking your head, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know. At the end of the hearing, we felt it went very, very well and that it didn't go very good for the JIC. And then before I boarded a plane, the Court of the Judiciary issued this little one-page short sentences that said, all the pending motions are denied. Trial is set for September 28. I've never, never, ever seen a motion for summary judgment when both parties file it denied with no reasons given. Never. in 29 years. I've been practicing for 3 decades. I've never seen this in my life anywhere, in any court, in any part of the country. This is just a tragedy. And so I think that, you know, it is outrageous. We will ultimately be vindicated. The Chief Justice will. He didn't do anything wrong. And we're going to come against this tyranny that is coming after him, this out-of-control process in Alabama. And this ultimately undermines people's confidence in the system. The Chief Justice needs to be back on the bench, acting as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Alabama. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel and this case and for the Chief Justice. Support Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your financial support. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.